Hello, Madison. Welcome to the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast, a show about clean tech, renewable energy, and the ways this rapidly growing industry is changing how we think about power. The Wisconsin Energy Broadcast is a project of the Perpetual Notion Machine. Now, here's your host, Heather Allen and Nan Fay.
This is Nan Fay. I'm here with my co-host, Heather Allen, for our 36th episode of the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast. Heather and I have been doing this show for 3 years as a project of the Perpetual Notion Machine. We've been focusing on renewable energy across the state of Wisconsin. During this time, we've interviewed a variety of experts from many different sectors involved with renewable energy, including researchers from the University of Wisconsin, representatives of state, local, and local governments, as well as public health. We've interviewed school districts, including Madison and Oregon. We've interviewed national leaders in solar energy and representatives of utility companies who've explained to us how this all works. Also, we've interviewed farmers and scientists. And I will just say personally that I really enjoyed being able to interview someone that I've known since third grade, who has since become an expert in renewable energy on solar farms. So it's been a wonderful 3 years interviewing very interesting people with Heather on the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast.
Yeah, thank you, Nan. I'm really excited about tonight's episode, because what we're going to do tonight is to be interviewed by Dennis Schaefer. He's been the lead volunteer for decades with the Perpetual Notion Machine. And he helped us get our start, get this show going 3 years ago. And we'll kind of talk about where we were, some of our favorite stories, and where we see energy in Wisconsin going in the near future. And I want to encourage folks who are listening, as you hear this episode tonight, please do think about if there's science topics or energy topics that you would like to learn about and interview people on those topics. You can do it by participating in the Perpetual Notion Machine as a volunteer for WORT. And you can actually do all of that socially distant, perfectly safe from home, and we can teach you how. So
for those of you interested in being volunteers on this show, you can learn more at wortfm.org or by emailing us at science@wortfm.org. That's science@wortfm.org. And let us know if you'd like to be part of the Perpetual Notion Machine on Thursday nights on this radio station. It's a great way to learn how to do podcasting and broadcasting from the comfort of your own home.
Okay, so without further ado, I think we'll jump to our conversation with Dennis and the two of us. And Thank you for listening to this very special episode, the 36th episode and the final monthly episode of the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast. But you will hear us in the future, just a little bit more irregularly than monthly. So with no further ado, we'll jump to that interview.
Hi, everybody out there in radio land. This is Dennis Schaefer, perhaps maybe the longest volunteer at the Perpetual Notion Machine that they've ever had. I didn't start when the show began in 1996, but I did come in a year later. And when we decided to the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast, it was one of the best things that I think we decided to do. Doing a regular show on renewable energy. And the way things have happened over the last 3 years, having a show like this is definitely something that was worthwhile for us as PNM. So, Heather, Congratulations on your promotion. I had a couple questions for you dealing with Renew. You've been an interim executive director since the spring, early spring. So what's it been like working at Renew since the pandemic hit?
Yeah. Thanks. Great question. Well, Renew, you know, Renew's been around just a little bit longer than the Perpetual Notion Machine. Renew Wisconsin's been around since 1991. And, you know, been working on advocating for renewable energy in the Badger State since then. I came to Renew 2 years ago and I was program director. And then when our former executive director got an opportunity to be a commissioner at the Public Service Commission in March, that's when I took over as interim executive director. And it's been a whirlwind, certainly taking over a nonprofit just as the pandemic hit was a little bit challenging because we all had to work remotely. But luckily, a lot of our work can be remote. We're doing all our education sessions online, and we're still working with all our partners. We're having virtual press conferences and using mediums like radio and television to reach new audiences. So that part's going okay, and we're busier than ever. Renewable energy is just growing extremely rapidly in the state. So we're chugging. We're chugging along.
Okay. Then let me ask you this. Since you're going to be executive director, if you haven't already, I guess, what are your visions of Renew for the future?
My vision of Renew Wisconsin for the future is we are an education, we will continue to be an education and advocacy organization to help grow all types of renewables in the state. And the thing that we will do, the things that we will emphasize in the near future include growing the understanding of how our energy system works and helping people become more active in that system and able to generate their own electricity, to understand how the electric system works, and to become, you know, fuller participants in all the decision making surrounding energy in Wisconsin. So I think that is new and different for us, making sure that as many people are engaged in energy decisions as possible. And recently, some of the forms that have taken is we've done some outreach and petitions where people can weigh in on decisions at the Public Service Commission more easily, facilitate their participation, helping them weigh in at the Climate Change Task Force on renewable energy issues specifically, helping them weigh in on the state's strategic energy assessment most recently. So we want to make sure that, you know, renewable energy reaches more Wisconsinites, and that every Wisconsinite has a stake in our energy future.
That's super. I know that that's a very big thing that we need to do, is to hopefully make the entire state renewable. That would be the best thing ever.
That's the goal, by 2050, carbon-free electricity for the entire state of Wisconsin.
I want to get into that. Let me ask you this. Instead of asking you what the future of renewable energy is, let me ask you this. What advances in technology do you think that is needed to take renewable energy to the next level?
Oh, the technology's there, honestly. What we need is, we have tremendous capabilities in wind and solar. We have technology in biogas. We have technologies in electric vehicles. We have batteries that are emerging, and the costs are coming down for batteries and microgrids even. The technology is there. Demand response systems, energy efficiency. I mean, we've got the tools. What we need are the mechanisms to get the tools in all the right people's hands, to make it affordable, to make it feasible, to make it understandable. That's the missing link to transition the entire state to renewable energy. We've got the tools. We just need to make sure the right people have them and that everyone knows how to use them. That's really the gap we have today.
Wow, that's super.
Yeah, it's super. The technology and the economics are on our side, really, truly. It's wind and solar are among the cheapest ways to make electricity today.
Let me ask you this, and this is a preview to another question I wanted to ask you. Where do you think fossil fuel consumption is going to be? Do you think it's going to decline completely?
I think that fossil fuel consumption is definitely already on the decline. No question. Okay. Coal-fired power plants are not competitive economically anymore. So it just doesn't make sense to even run existing coal-fired power plants compared to building new wind or solar. People are still building in some cases gas-fired power plants. And those are more cost competitive with wind and solar. So it's going to take longer to shift away from gas. And then the big challenge really is going to be heating and cooling in Wisconsin. For us, the heat issue, a lot of people are running gas. I have a gas furnace. Many people in Wisconsin have gas furnaces.
Yeah, so
long time ago. Yeah, that was the most efficient way to go. But now as we're shifting to electrify more things, including heating, if we're creating that electricity with renewable energy, then we can heat our buildings with renewable energy. Geothermal, of course, is a tool for heating and cooling. But getting on top of heating in Wisconsin, and then, of course, transportation and shipping. In the United States, transportation and shipping is actually the number one cause of greenhouse gas emissions. Wisconsin, our electricity generation is still the number one. We're a little bit behind on this shift. But yep. soon, at some point, transportation and shipping, those fossil fuels will be the most, the largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in Wisconsin. And then we'll have to work hard to transition our fleets away from internal combustion engines and fossil fuels towards electric vehicles, which can be powered entirely, on sunshine or breezes, depending on how you're generating your electricity. So I absolutely think we're getting there. I think that major corporations, have demonstrated that they plan to be powered by clean energy. And I think we're on our way. The march is significantly further along than I think a lot of us expected to be at this point. And we have a long way to go, but it just makes economic sense to complete the shift. But it will take work to get there, to get to 100% carbon free. It's a very ambitious goal.
Yeah, you've probably answered my next question. It's a loaded question. I've asked climate change experts, scientists. I think I might have even asked Michael Vickerman from Renew, Tyson Cook at Clean Wisconsin. And we've talked about the tipping point, climate change tipping point, and some refer to, global temperature. It's been on the rise for, I don't know how long, 100 years. And another possible tipping point has been the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. I don't know exactly what it is now. I know that it's over 400 parts per million, I believe. But in relation to that, I've never asked anybody on air this question about whether, I've asked them after the shows, whether we need to go cold turkey. And that means, like tomorrow, eliminating all consumption of fossil fuels just to see. It'll take about 100 years to, get the carbon amount in the atmosphere to drop. Do you think that that's what we need to do? I know it'll take time, as you mentioned, but I'm not sure, I'm a pessimist. I'm not sure if 50 years is going to be, is that too long? Really?
Well, 2050 is really only 30 years away. So it's actually, that's a short, just a couple of decades away to meet our extremely ambitious goals. And those goals are not ambitious enough to meet climate modeling standards, right? They aren't. And I think people in industry fully understand that, but they also understand the work it will take to transition away from how we've been powering our economy for a long time and how we've been getting around for a very long time. You raise a really interesting question. Could we just shut off the fossil fuel spigot and then, you know, see what happens to our temperature over time. Well, if we can't get people to wear masks when their lives depend on it consistently, I don't think we're going to be able to, you know, transition every element of the economy away from fossil fuels without a clear and concerted, methodical, long-standing strategy. It's not something you can turn off, because really fossil fuels permeate every part of our economy. So you have to do it carefully over time. You just could never get it done in another way unless you had a magic wand.
And the other thing that's a problem is it has to be global. It can't be just, you know, in Madison or even in Wisconsin or even in the U.S. It's got to be done everywhere, all at the same time. And that's not going to happen either.
Right. I mean, you're talking about a tremendous effort that is needed to shift to clean energy and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But it's something that it's very worth doing, and we are committed to it. And we think that more and more people are committed to renewable energy. I mean, people are very excited about clean energy. People want to install it on their homes and businesses. They want their utilities to shift to it. Utilities are making commitments to shift to it. Businesses are making it. Farmers, churches. I mean, Wisconsin is rife with renewable energy projects, and it's just really great news to see that the people are really taking ownership of their energy future, and they're making investments to shift to renewable energy today, really all over the state. Tribes as well. Tribes are taking a huge leadership role.
Well, thanks, Heather. Good luck in your job, and hopefully, I don't know if Nan will, but hopefully Webb will come back. I hope so.
I think that I'll still be involved in the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast, just a little bit more sporadically. I think that instead of doing a monthly show, it'll be a case-by-case basis throughout the year. But I mean, there's a lot of energy news to talk about, and I think that other folks might want to join us and suggest topic ideas or do interviews, and we can teach them how. But I think there's a lot of great things to talk about in renewable energy. So I think I'm sure the project of the Perpetual Notion or the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast will continue on into the future.
Okay, great. Nan and Heather, how did you both come up with the idea of doing a show about renewable energy?
So this is Nan. I would have to say that this was Heather's brainchild, and I was just extremely fortunate felt very fortunate to be invited to help her do it. So Heather, you need to tell the story, but I was just really lucky to be in the right place at the right time to join her.
Well, yeah, you know, so what happened, it's so funny. So putting solar panels on my house through the Madison program without knowing very much about renewable energy was my gateway into renewable energy. And I live on a house with lots of pedestrian on a street with a lot of pedestrian traffic. And I would see people walking by, pointing at my solar panels, talking about my solar panels. And I was like, it is fun to talk about solar panels. And then I would read more about solar panels. And I would just think, I love having these conversations. And people, you know, at cocktail parties would talk to me about it. And I was like, this is something people really like to talk about. So how can I find a way to talk about it with more people, more times? And so that's where the idea really came from, just watching people walk past my house, point up at my solar panels and talk to each other about it. I was like, oh, this is a fun topic. So I got inspired by them, actually. And so Nan has always been a wonderful mentor and leader in the city, and she always asks thoughtful questions. And so I thought I would reach out to Nan and see if she wanted to embark upon this journey with me. And we decided to do it 3 years ago, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, three years. I can't believe you've been on once a month for 3 years. And
yeah,
renewable energy, and you know, listening to your show and the shows you've done on all those 3 years, I couldn't believe that there was that much going on in renewable energy. It's just surprising. Is that, you know, after 3 years, is that what you, you know, had envisioned in the beginning?
That we would have a show with lots of different topics?
Is that what you mean? Yeah. Did it come out the way you had planned?
Yeah. I think for me, it's exceeded my expectations. How about you, Nan?
Yeah, I would say the same. And I've learned a tremendous amount about this through working with Heather on it. Since we started the show, I put solar panels on my house also. And my next vehicle will probably have to be a plug-in hybrid just to get some of the distance I need. But I will definitely be asking for a charging station in the building that I live in. Those kinds of things, I don't think I would have been maybe quite as highly motivated to do, because I wouldn't have had the context for them that I just learned so much about during doing the show with Heather.
Yeah. You know, and our podcast was modeled on the National Energy Gang podcast, which is still going strong. And that's a weekly podcast. It's just still covering amazing news and political developments, technological developments, and I still love that podcast. But, you know, since we started the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast, two other Wisconsin Energy Broadcasts have started. The first is the Customers First Coalition. That's the Electric Wire podcast. And that's a great one. They've had some great interviews on there. And the Midwest Renewable Energy Association has created the Rise Up podcast. Both of those podcasts are available anywhere you find podcasts, and they both have really unique perspectives on renewable energy in Wisconsin, energy in Wisconsin more generally. And I would encourage everyone to check those out as well.
This is a loaded question too. Do you have a favorite show, both of you?
Okay, I have, I think my favorite show was the when we had an entire studio full of students from West High School with their advisor who were talking about how they had organized and facilitated the installation of solar panels on the roof of their school. And they were wonderful. Their energy was great. Their dynamic with their advisor was just delightful to be in the same room with them, to hear them share their excitement with the radio audience. So that was by far my favorite recording event for sure.
Yeah. No, I loved that. That's one of my favorite episodes as well. And then I would tell you that one that really sticks in my mind is our conversation with Lauren Azar. She's a former Public Service Commission commissioner, and she's a former high-level appointed official in the Obama administration's Department of Energy. And she is a practicing attorney on all sorts of energy and energy issues at the Public Service Commission and elsewhere. And she just taught us really how the grid works. And I think the grid is a fascinating and challenging subject to master. And it would be great if more of us knew how the grid worked. So I'm just really grateful that she came on our show and shared that with us. And I learned so much from her. So that was one of my favorite episodes too. But, you know, we've had some amazing guests over the years.
And we also got to visit some interesting places in order as part of doing the shows. I'll never forget walking on the roof of the American Family Center, looking at their 2 acres of solar panels on the top of their roof and seeing their transformers and things like that that would enable them to be an island for the community in the event of, you know, a serious energy disruption. So those kinds of opportunities were just great. And it was because we were doing the show.
Yeah. And actually, I'm remembering we also had those trainees from the city of Madison who were learning how they were kind of apprenticing in solar installation with the city of Madison. And they were just from all different walks of life. And they just had some really interesting stories and a lot of enthusiasm about getting into the clean energy field. So, yeah, there have been some really great shows.
Well, and it's very nice to know that they are all archived. So if somebody wanted to go back and listen, learn about the grid, they could find that interview that we did with Lauren Azar.
Hey, Heather and Nan, good luck to both of you. Heather's going to be busy as all get out at her job. But and again, I wish you all the best. I hope Webb does a lot more shows continuing on the in the future. But it's been nice having you guys part of Perpetual Notion Machine for the last 3 years. It's been wonderful.
It's been really fun to work with, to volunteer with you and the other Perpetual Notion Machine stalwarts and get to know people through WORT. I've truly had a wonderful time becoming part of the WORT community.
Yeah, it's a great group of people and very welcoming to newcomers. So if there are folks who want to, you know, pick up this ball and keep running with it, there's support out there for doing that. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And we can make it really, really easy for folks who are interested in exploring how to do recording at home and all that good stuff. So thank you, Dennis, for all your work, all your years with Perpetual Notion Machine, and for welcoming the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast to become a project of it.
Absolutely. Without you, we couldn't have done it.
Well,
that's right.
Thanks again. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. As we wrap up this monthly phase of the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast, there are some other thank yous that we'd like to send out. For key folks in the studio include Kai Brito, whose voice it is that you hear introducing the show over that lovely music at the beginning of every one of our shows. Kai's is the voice that you hear. The engineering of shows in real time, which is a big responsibility, has been handled very ably by Kevin Louderyoung. And also Doug Allen helped us learn the board early on. And then I would be remiss if I didn't also thank my co-host Heather, who turned out to be quite a whiz at editing in the digital world and has really done an incredible amount of work to make these shows sound as great as they do. So shout out to co-host Heather as not only a producer, but an engineer.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Nan. Thank you for being an amazing co-host and asking great questions. I'd also like to thank our original group that welcomed us into the WRT family. Molly Stentz was the producer who helped us create the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast and make it part of this show, this Perpetual Notion Machine. And then this wonderful group, including Lincoln Tice, Will Cushman, Dennis Schaefer once again, and Kai Brito, really helped us get our start. The volunteers have changed over time. Now we have a team including Kelly Schwartz, Kevin Louderyoung, Ari Clark, Dennis Schaefer is still there, Josh Mitchell, Matt Blackburn, and Dave Lorenzen. And it's, as you can see, it's a great team, and it continues to change, and new people are always welcome. And of course, we want to thank Shali Pittman, our current news and public affairs director, who took over from Molly Stentz when she moved on to public radio, who's done all this great engineering work, especially during the pandemic, a very challenging time. So if you're interested in becoming part of this WRT family and learning and researching and talking about science more, go to science@wrtfm.org. Shoot us an email and you can get started too. We hope you'll continue learning about science and enjoying the Perpetual Notion Machine. Thanks for being here.